Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. And maybe during the transmission, if you were to scroll up about 10KC and see how Steve's coming into your location. I heard Steve, WB3HUZ, just up for me, and he's extremely loud in here. I don't know how he's coming into your location, but he's doing real well into here. So it might be an interesting comparison because I know what he sounds like in person as well. And thank you for that. You know, like I was saying, the Flex is a decent-sounding radio, and I saw one of the principals of the company, I guess they're based in Texas, at the Dayton Hamvention a couple of years ago, and I asked him whether it was worth their while to consider directly marketing to the AM community. A number of people have a mix of vintage gear and contemporary gear, and there aren't too many transceivers that can match the audio quality on both transmit and receive that the Flex seems to be able to do. And, you know, the guy was kind of tepid about it. He didn't know numerically whether the AM community comprised enough of a marketing opportunity and all that. But I still think they're missing a bet that they couldn't go ahead and market that directly to folks like us who like the good sound of a transmitter and a receiver and also wish to embrace some of the technology that's out there to achieve that. Yeah, maybe one of these days, if their market opportunities start drying up elsewhere, they may return or direct some of their attention toward the AM community. I don't know. K1 VTP and the group WA3 VJB.